Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People come.
People go.
People go.
Your life has been.
Your life has been.
Out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused.
You're confused.
But don't worry.
Don't worry. Your song, it will get better.
It's gotta get
better. It will get better.
It's gonna be
better. It will get better.
Cause
God is in control,
y'all. Hey. Thank you, Lord. Hey.
Find the praise
within your heart. Right now, song, it's going to get better. Even though it might not seem like it, if God says it's going to get better, it's going to get better. This is your Fix It Six,
And I am your host, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. And like I said, that song is a right now song. He said, New Jersey, it's going to get better. New York, it's going to get better. Wherever you are right now, God has just told you it's going to get better. No matter what it looks like, I don't care how many clouds in the sky. I don't care what the president say. I don't care what the governor say. The chief, the commander in chief is in heaven. And the commander in chief says it's going to get better. Amen. Glory to God. And we thank you, Lord, for giving us that word on tonight. It's going to get better. And I hope everybody received that and know that it is already better. Amen. Glory to God. It is already better because you still got your health and strength. It is already better. You still have your peace of mind. It's already better. You have the operation of your limbs. You have time to worship God. You have time to praise God. This is a right now. That's a right now song. You know, we seem like we isolated. We might think we quarantined. We only quarantine from the world. We're never separated from God. We ought to be spending as much time now with God, learning our ministries, what God wants us to do. What is God saying to us? God, where am I at with you? What should I be doing? We should not be worrying. We should be worshiping. Amen. We should not be pouting. We should be praising. Amen. We should not be fumbling around with what's going on in the world, but we should be fasting. Amen. Glory to God. I mean, so many people is in a rush to get this check and go to the hair salon and go to the barbershop and go to the mall and spend it all up and not even saying, like, Lord, thank you for keeping me throughout all of this ordeal. Look at all the people that are gone, and he's kept us. For a time such as this, I truly believe that there's going to be a move in Christ for people to possess supernatural anointing, to be able to raise the dead, to be able to heal the sick by speaking the word of God. God is separating. Listen, just look at it as being in the ark right now. And God is just taking, letting the rain fall all around you, but he's keeping us. He's letting the rain fall all around us, but he's keeping us. Amen. And he's keeping us for a purpose. He's keeping us for this new world. That God needs us to be the real front line. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I just love that song. Praise God for First Lady who snuck that in on me. Amen. Glory to God. That was a right now song. And I think I will play that for the rest of the year. Amen. Glory to God. Just prove that God is going to do what he said he's going to do. It is going to be all right. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. It is going to be all right. Hallelujah. It gets better. It gets better. It gets better. It is better. Hallelujah. We want to thank all our listeners, wherever you may be at. We want to thank all our supporters. We want to thank all those who just been hanging around with us, fellowshipping with us from the beginning of time. We thank you for your support, and we really do, and we try to do our best to give you the word of God. We try not to come with nothing else but the word of God. Amen. Glory to God and hope. All is well on today. Amen. For all of us that are listening and all of us that are here. Amen. Tonight, I want to just talk about something. I'm going biblical. Amen. Glory to God. I will be in the Bible. It lines up with the song. Amen. The song says it's going to get better. And what I want to talk about is bitter water made sweet. Bitter times made sweet. It may seem like it's bitter now. Oh, but when the door is open. When the mask come off. See, the mask has to come off. That mask, we got a physical mask on. But a lot of us is wearing masks all the time. And God is trying to take that mask off. God don't want us walking around with masks. It is time. Listen, the great pretending time is over. So, yeah, we know the word. Are we doing it? We know the word. Are we living it? Yeah, we can preach down a storm. We can pray, lay hands. But are we living the life that Christ wants us to live? Amen. So I just believe that everything is going to come out like the song. Woo, thank you, Jesus. Like the song said, it's going to be better. Amen. I'll be coming from the book of Exodus, and we're just going to expound on a few things. Amen. The complaining that they did, the remembering that God did. We got to be so grateful and remembering where God has brought us from. Oh, you got to be grateful and remembering where he brought you from. Not if you don't do nothing else. Be grateful for where he brought us from. Some of us, if we really tell the truth, on last month, last week, last night maybe, in your mind, where was you at that God brought you from it to bring you right back to a right state of mind, to a right state of being? We have to be grateful and remember to be grateful in what God is doing. Amen. And we have to remember to be obedient. Listen, your blessings come from obedience. Our blessings come from obedience. Amen. I'm not going to hold you long. And I just love the word of the God. I just love that I have a person in my life that loves God, because I believe. Now, I'm not telling nobody to leave your husband, leave your wife. I'm not saying that. I just believe for me that I couldn't be with her if she wasn't serving the Lord the way she is, because the way God has raised her up, he has put the things in her that I need to help me put me in place of who I'm supposed to be in my home as well in the kingdom of God. So when you reach out for people, start praying for your wife now. You don't have to know her, know where she at, nothing. Lord, this is what I'm looking for. Lord, you know what I need. Lord, bring her to me, show her to me, empower her, impact her. Don't let her get away. Don't let the enemies get a hold of her. Lord, protect her in the night, protect her in her sleep, protect her on a job, protect her at home. I don't know who she is, Lord, but when you bring her to me, she'll be already equipped. Amen. Pray for your children. Pray that their minds stay right in a time like this. Pray for each other. Take time out to just stand in the middle floor and hold hands. Hold each other. You say a prayer for me, I say a prayer for you. Hold each other. Amen. And if it's not convenient like that, pray for each other where you at. We have to be we just have to be in a place of love and peace. God is sitting on the throne, just blowing in the wind, and he's doing what he wants to do. And I'm telling you, I believe it. There's going to be some people that we least expect going to be raising up today. Glory to God. Hey, amen, amen. Tonight's title, if you take titles, will be Bitter Waters Made Sweet. If you go with me, if you have your Bibles, I hope you do, the book of Exodus chapter 15, it won't be long, starting at verse 22. Amen. Hallelujah. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea. Then they went out into the wilderness of Shur. And they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. Now, when they came to Marah, they could not drink the water of Marah, for they were bitter. Woo! They were upset because they couldn't do what they wanted to do. They couldn't drink that water. Oh, my God. Therefore, the name of it was called Mirah. And the people, complained against Moses, the one who helped deliver them out. The one who you helped be the one complaining against you. See, because when you don't do things the way that a person wants them to do, they don't see what God has told you to do. They don't see what God has placed in your heart. God has placed a specific place to take the people. They don't see it. They don't like the way you got to go through this. You got to go through this. How come I got to do this? How come I got to fast? How come I got to go to church every Sunday? How come I got to pray? How come I can't do this? How come they always want it the way they want it? And that's not how God has things in order. Amen. Hallelujah. And the people complained against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" So he cried out to the Lord. And the Lord showed him a tree. See? He went right to the king. He went right to the commanding chief, went right at him. They complaining down. Hey, Lord, what do I supposed to do? He showed him a tree. And when he cast it into the waters was made sweet. There's going to be things that you'll be able to do to fix a situation that God is leading you to do. If you stay in place, if we stay in place, if we stay connected to God, we're going to be able to do things instantly. Right then and there, God's going to say this. He's going to show you this. And when you do it, the solution has came to pass. Amen. There he made a statue and an ordinance for them. And there he tested them. And he said, now this is the part I liked. And I took this personal. I took it to me. Before I said it to anybody, I took it to me. Amen. Glory to God. If you diligently, hallelujah, heed the voice of the Lord. Oh, you got to Listen, when you hear the voice of the Lord, listen to what God is saying. Don't try to overtalk God. Don't try to tell God, listen, that don't sound right. Listen, take heed to what he's saying because he knows best. His ways is not like our ways. Our thoughts can never, listen, your best idea can't even come, our best idea can't even come to the tip of God's thinking. So let's not even try to outthink God. Let's try to listen and find out what he's saying. Amen. The voice of the Lord, your God, and do what is right in his sight. You ain't got to do what's right in my sight. You ain't got to, I ain't got to do what's right in my wife's sight. I ain't got to do what's right in my kids' sight. I got to do what's right in God's sight. And that's where the problem's going to come. People are not going to be like, when you tell somebody no, they're not going to understand. When you tell them they can't preach this week, they're not going to understand. When you tell them that's not their husband, oh, they're going to think you're jealous. When you say that's not your wife, they're going to think you want her. No, do the things that God said the way he said. Amen. Do what is right in his sight. Give ear to his commandments. And keep all his statutes. I will put none of the diseases on you, which I have brought on the Egyptians. For I am the Lord who heals you. Who heals you. Then they came to Elim, where there were 12 wells of water and 70 palm trees, so they camped there by the waters. Ain't that something? 12 wells and 70 palm trees. They was just chilling. 70 wells. They was just chilling. God, listen, you complain, he fixed it. Not only did he fix the situation, but look how smooth he gave it to us. We got to take, listen, we got to seek God, to ask God, Lord, I know there's going to be certain people lined up in my life. If they're for a season, don't allow me to be upset when you separate them from me. Because there's going to be a time we grab hold on the people that's not meant to be with you forever. There's going to be people that come in your life is just for a season or maybe two seasons. And when the job is done and when God has got y'all together to do what he needed to get done, you have to move on. He has to move on. She has to move on. You have to move on. Guess why? You have to move on to the next, give me the right word, Jesus, assignment. There's another assignment. We're never done with our work. There's always work for us to be done. If you look around right now, you look out your window, you don't see nobody, that's the time to pray, Lord, wherever they at, keep them safe. Those that's disobedient, Father, I give them over to you. See, I'm not judging nobody. I'm not being angry at nobody. I'm not speaking ill of nobody. I'm giving them over to Christ. There's a special way we have to behave in this season. And in this season, the best way to behave is give everything over to God. Sit back and listen to what God say do and do it the way God say do it. I ain't got to ask you no question. I ain't got to ask nobody else no question. I know what God told me to do. Now you got to separate. You better know God's voice from the enemy's voice. You know anything that's not of God, you know if God's saying that if God, somebody tell you go around that corner and steal something. Somebody tell you go around there and take that check. Did you know that ain't your check? The man sent you too many checks. You're supposed to send that back. You say somebody take it. That's not of God. We ain't going to make excuses. No, God didn't tell you that. Don't play with God in this season. Amen. They complained in verse 24. The people's recent deliverance from the Egyptian armies makes this complaint seem fickle and true because they test God's mercy. And we like that. We just like the Israelites. We just turn from praising to complaining. We just turn from worshiping to complaining. We just turn from seeking God's face to complaining. We just turn from what the God word of God says to complaining. We just complain, complain, complain. And God has always fixed the situation, even in the midst of our complaining. When are we going to stop complaining and start being thankful? And start being prayer warriors like we're supposed to. Start praising God. Even if he don't move right then and there, he's not going to let the situation destroy you. He's not going to let the situation embarrass you. He's not going to let the situation make you ashamed. Everything God does is to make us stronger, to give us character, integrity. Whatever God does, he knows where our weak spots at, the things we might think we're strong and we might be weak to God. And he's trying to fix these things. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's go to the book, chapter 14. Let me make sure I give you the right one before I... Chapter 14, the book of Exodus, chapter 14, starting at verse 11. Amen? It says, then they said to Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, have you taken us away to die in the wilderness? Why have you so dealt with us to bring us up out of Egypt? Ain't that something? Why you think that he's going to bring you out of Egypt to kill you? Oh, there wasn't no graves out there in Egypt, so you bring us out here in the woods to kill us. We was all, ain't that amazing how people can say that to you? I was all right where I was at. I didn't need you to come over here and minister into my house. Everything was going good. Now look what's going on. Now they done came in and took my car. Now they, because, okay, they took the car, but God got a better car for you. They done moved you out of this neighborhood and put you over here. Listen, we got to stop worrying and stop complaining. I think, I don't know, but I just think sometimes God be up in heaven like, good God Almighty, what do I got to do to show you that I love you? I done gave you my son. He done performed miracles after miracles after miracles. You know, I remember somebody saying, like, we got to get to the point of understanding what's in our hands. I heard somebody say, you put a basketball in my hand, it's worthless. But you put a basketball in Michael Jordan's hand, it's worth millions of dollars. Amen. You put a golf club in my hand, worth nothing. But if you put it in Tiger Woods' hands, it's worth millions of dollars. See, it's whose hands it's in. Are we in God's hand like we say we is? Are we really in God's hands? Amen. See, you put five loaves and fish in my hand, it's just five loaves and fish. You put it in Jesus' hand, it becomes a miracle to feed people. 5,000, 5,000, 50,000, millions, any amount of people he want to feed. See, we got to understand, when we put our life in Jesus' hands, it's in the best hands that we can put it in. It's whose hands are we putting our hands in? Amen. Do I really want to connect to everybody now? That's something I've been asking God. Do I really want to connect to everybody? Or do I just want to sit and wait to who God wants me to connect to so that I can be the person that God wants me to be? Amen? If you just turn over two verses, two chapters to chapter 16 and verse 2, hallelujah. Just remember that. It depends on whose hands the item or whatever it may be. Just picture that to yourself. You know what I mean? Just picture that. I want my hands in God's hands. The miracle worker. The miracle worker. Someone who can sustain me. Someone who can impart wisdom and character and love in me. Someone who can make me a better person. Someone who can remind me of who I used to be and show me what he's trying to make me without judging me, but reminding me where you used to be and where I got you at now, son. Remember when you was in a dark old house? Now you got more lights than you need, don't you? Remember when you had a blue sock and a red sock? Now you got more pairs of socks than you can count, right? Remember when your hair looked like a Michael Jackson afro? Now I done made it where you can just groom it, smooth it out, bald hair, you don't even need hair. Look good and don't even need the hair. See, we got to understand, you know, it may sound kind of weird to some people, but I want my hands in God's hands. I want God to remind me of where he brought me from. I want God to remind me of all the things that he delivered me from. I want God to remind me that if it was not for the Lord on my side, where would I be? I need that. I can't speak for everybody, but when I minister to me too. I need to know that I am following the one and only living God, the true and only living wise God, powerful understanding God, loving and caring God. That's who I need to be following. I can't run out of here. They send me a $1,200 check, run out the door, and go buy that, go buy that, go buy that. Run out the door and something hit me, catch me, fall out, fall dead. Because I'm running out immaturely. I need to be mature. I don't want to do things prematurely. God don't allow me to do things prematurely because people's lives are connected to us. Amen. It says, then the whole congregation of children of Israel complained against Moses. They're going to complain against you. God gave you an assignment to do. They don't like the way the assignment going. They're going to complain against you. We got to be prepared for it. We can't bark back. We can't roll our eyes. We can't mumble in our tongue. We can't do none of that. We got to sit there and take it like Jesus took it, because we know that God has given us that assignment, and God knew they was going to complain already, but it's up to us because he picked us and chose us and gave us that assignment. He already knew that we was prepared to handle that. That's why he can't give that assignment to everyone, because if you still got anger issues and somebody say something that you don't like, you might hurt that individual, and that's not God-like. You might say something slick out your tongue. That's not God-like. You may even had a thought that you know is not of God. So you and I have to come to a place and have an understanding, because the scriptures say they complained against Moses. Now, God gave you an assignment to tell the people to do this, go there, do this, and because they wasn't happy with the way things came out, they complained to you. And all we got to do is listen and take it to the throne room. Because God has an answer, because he would not give us that assignment if he didn't have the answer. Amen. It said, then the whole congregation of children of Israel complained against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. Isn't that amazing? Look, Lord complaining in the wilderness. As soon as you come out, can't get nobody to praise God. God bring you out the wilderness, can't even say nothing. Can't say, oh, thank you, Jesus. Won't even think about it. Just take off like a rabbit. Still in God's glory. But we complaining all the time. We are still alive right now. Look how many people are dead. Look how many people are suffering right now. Look how many people are less fortunate than us right now. But we're still complaining. I want to go outside. I want to go back to work. You were complaining when you was at work. They're working me too hard. They're not giving me enough money. When am I going to get my promotion? I know they don't like me giving me all them weekends on and weekends. I want to go to church. You know, when he let you off at church, you don't go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to God. Go with me to the book of Deuteronomy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8, verse 2. Amen. We have to remember the Lord is our God. Remember the Lord, our God. We have to be grateful. Remember the Lord our God. Remember the Lord our God. Remember who brung you out of your mess. Remember who brung you out of that nasty marriage. Remember who brung you off that nasty job that you didn't want to be there. Remember who brung you out of your drug addiction, your alcoholism, your gambling, your prostitution, whatever it was in that we were in, that God brung us out to make us better. We need to remember that God. The loving, kind God who gave his son's life up so we can live and not die, but have everlasting life with him. We need to start remembering that God. Stop allowing people to tell us God ain't this, God ain't that. Oh, y'all believing in the white guy. Y'all believe. Listen, you can't tell me nothing about God. I know where God brought me from. I remember those days. The time when I was dead, I didn't even know I was dead. And I remember one specific time when it was zipping up the body bag with me in it, and the body bag zipper got right to my eyeballs, and my eyeballs popped open. And I'll never forget the guy said, he's living. And I truly believe that God spoke to him and said, he's living, and woke me back up. So I will never turn my back on God. There's nobody, wife, children, mother, father, can tell me that God ain't real. There's nobody can make me say, oh, I think I ought to do this because God ain't hearing me. He heard me enough to save my life. He heard my inner cry. He knew that I have to get this man to a place where I can use him the way I want to use him. That's why I'm surrendering to him. I want him to be able to use me the way he want to use me, not the way I want to be used. I don't want my passions to get in the way. I don't want my joys and all that to get in the way. All I need is for God to anoint me, show me the way, speak to me, allow me to have a relationship with him, to pray to him, to fast when he tell me to fast, to move when he tell me to move, stay still when he tell me to stay still, shut up when he tell me to shut up. Glory to his name. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2, and it reads like this, and you shall remember that the Lord your God led you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness to do what? To humble you and test you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. Ain't that something? All the trials and tribulations are still just tests to humble us. To humble us, we got to remember that it's the Lord our God, because it says he led us. He didn't let us go around blindly. He led us. He guided the steps because he knew his plan for us. He wanted to see. He wanted to see if he could humble, if we could get humble, if he could humble us, and he wanted to test us to know that we will keep his commandments. That's why God don't give a lot of people a lot of money. That's why God don't make a lot of people Christian millionaires. Because he know you're going to run straight out the church door, go buy you a big old house, 15 cars, and don't never look back to say nothing to God. That's why he don't tell us don't gamble, because you ain't in a business nowhere trying for chance. All the chance you need, we don't need chance. We got everything we need in Christ Jesus' name. We got everything we need in our voice. All you got to do is get on your knees and pray to God. Seek not, you have not. Knock and the door shall be answered. Ask and it shall be yours. Now, it has to be lined up with God's will, because you don't be asking God for no foolishness, because he already know you're not. That's like me right now. Oh, Lord, I need me a Jeep. I want me a Jeep so bad. You ain't got no license. What am I going to give you a Jeep for? They would never take it. We got to remember that God knows his plans for our life. We say all these scriptures. We sing all these songs. Do we really believe it? That's a question we need to ask ourselves. These things that we say and do we believe it? I mean, that's just something to ask yourself. I can't say who believes what. It's not my place. I'm not here. I'm not Judge Judy. I'm not nobody but Matthew McNeil, trying to be the best Christian man. I said, I'm trying to be the best Christian man that God will allow me to be. You see, because I know he wants the best for me. I know he wants the best for you. But what are we doing to stay lined up with his will for our life? Why are we always trying to get out the way? Why are we always trying to do our own thing when it gets shaky? The government, the Bible say, obey the law of the land. The government say, put your mask on. Don't go outside if you don't have to. 10 o'clock at night, people outside driving around, cars outside playing basketball, sweating, and then all of a sudden somebody gets sick. You can't say, well, why did God allow this? God didn't allow it. Your disobedience allowed that to happen. It's the disobedience. We got to look at ourselves in this. God is beautiful. God has never created anything that wasn't good. Everything that he created is good. So when he created us, we are good. We just try to take our will back because we get so caught up in the things of the world. I want to look like this one. I want to dress like that one. Blue hair, green hair, eyelashes. You sitting over here, your eyelashes scraping the wall. And all that don't mean nothing to God. You can't, listen, you can dress all that up. God still knows our heart. I don't care how many gator shoes I got, how many suits, he knows my heart. He knows my heart. And he has a work for us to do. There's going to be, your hands are going to be so powerful that you'll be able to walk into a building with sick people and touch the wall, and they're going to be able to get healed. Those of us that's obedient to God, those of us who put our trust in God, those who don't waver, This is not a wavering season. This is not a wavering season. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Go with me to 2 Kings real fast, please. And like I said, I'm sorry for the loudness. I'm sorry if I sound like I'm not apologizing for the word, but I just don't want nobody to think that I'm hollering and screaming at them. Because like I said earlier, I put the ministry to me first. When God gives me something, I take it to me first. Amen. Elijah performed miracles. There's so many people in the Bible that performed miracles, including Jesus. We know that. But what if God is preparing us to perform miracles for him? Like, we are his representatives. Some of us can heal the dead. Some of us can heal the sick. Some of us can speak life. Some of us can let the blind see. Some of us can allow those who can't hear to hear. Some of us can touch a bone and it heals. God needs us. He don't need us in a way of, oh, I can't do it without you. No, he saved us to work for him, to do a work for him, to trust in him, to believe in him, to love on him, to praise and worship him, and believe that he got our back. I ride or die. We talk about ride or die. Jesus done proved it. He went straight to the cross, bled, suffered, couldn't breathe, hung there. They giving him vinegar water, trying to kill him quicker, gambling with his clothes while he's hanging on the cross in the sun. And I never been out there, but I can just imagine how hot it was. And we won't give our lives back to someone who gave theirs for us. And all he asks is us to be obedient, obey his commandments, walk upright, trust and believe in God, lean not unto our own understanding, and always trust in. Oh, he just gave us so many, he gives us so many descriptions of what he wants us to do. And in this season, the leaders, us leaders, please, please don't play with God in this season. Glory to God. Chapter 2, verse 21. Hallelujah. Then he went out to the source of the water and cast in the salt there and said, thus saith the Lord, I have healed this water. From it there shall be no more death or barrenness. God is going to use us, give us an instruction, an assignment to heal the land, to heal the people in the land, heal the world. Listen, we are miracles in the making. But when are we going to trust God? When are we really going to trust God and know that he's still in charge? I'll be right back.
I'm wondering, do you ever have to lay awake and cry all night long? Tell me, won't the Lord help you win this fight? All you got to do is just go, go. Lord is still in charge of
Hello, 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 everyone. Hi. We welcome you this day to MCI Ministry Radio, Mount Carmel International Church. This is our announcements, amen, for this week on Monday night. Monday night, y'all. Your fix at 6 at 6 p.m. with no other than the one and only, amen, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. We bless God for him, and he's just been doing such an awesome, awesome job. So don't forget, amen, to set your clock, amen, for Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. And don't forget, y'all, on Wednesday morning at 6 a.m. 6 a.m., y'all. Praise God. It's an early morning glory service. Praise God. Hallelujah. With no other than the one and only, amen, Dr. Carolyn McNeil, Hour of Power and Praise. Amen. You don't want to miss those days. Hallelujah. And don't forget Fresh Fire Friday at 7 p.m., The Blowing of the Shofar. Amen. We just bless God for that night. It's a night of refreshing. Just receiving just a fresh fire again with just music, inspiration, praise and worship. And the blowing of the shofar, y'all. Praise God. So we thank and praise God for what he is doing on those days, Monday, Wednesday, and Fresh Fire Friday. Praise God. And don't forget now on Sunday mornings, amen. Praise God. We have both of us may come forward, or you might get me, Dr. Carolyn McNeil, or Pastor Matthew McNeil at 9 a.m. in the morning. That is our Sunday morning service for Mount Carmel International Church. Praise God. And we thank God for what he is doing. Praise God. And if you'd like to be a blessing to our ministry, you may do so. We do have a Cash App, and it's $Anointed222. Let me repeat that for you. $Anointed. That's A-N-O-I-N-T-E-D 222. Amen. Praise God. Your tithes and your offering goes to your church. And if you like to sow a seed within the ministry, praise God. Hallelujah. For the building of the kingdom, you may do so. So we thank God for you and you. And we just want to really thank everyone for what they've been, you know, saying, and all the messages that we've been getting, just encouraging us and to keep on pushing on. Praise God. So this is your announcements for today, MCI Ministry Radio. Amen. Praise God. Be blessed, be blessed, be blessed, be blessed, everyone. Have an awesome and wonderful day. God bless you all.
Hallelujah. Thank you, First Lady, for those announcements. On this Monday night, you're doing a fine job. We thank for all the sacrifices you make for MCI Ministry Radio. And we just want to say thank you to let you know that you are appreciated. Amen. Glory to God. I think we need to start allowing people to know a little more how much they're appreciated and that they're not taken for granted. And I'm not just talking about people in your household or people that you're connected to or people you're married to or your children. I'm just talking about people that you know has just been there for you when nobody else were. People that's doing a great job and you don't know them, but you know of their great works. It's just, you know, every now and then it's just good to acknowledge them, to let them know, wow, you know, you don't know me, but I see what you're doing a great job in this community, or I see you doing a great job in the schools or whatever it is, and I just want to know that let you know that you're appreciated. And that goes a long way. It ain't always got to be a card with money or a gift. And sometimes people just knowing that they're appreciated is enough for some people, amen. For some people, amen. You know, some people, that ain't enough, but to God be the glory, amen. Before we close out, I want to finish this lesson on this evening, amen. And we have two more scriptures. Like I said, we're talking about the blessings of obedience, amen, because we were just talking about being obedient unto God, and it's a blessing. Amen. So if you go with me to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 7, and we're going to just go to chapter 7, and we're just going to focus on verse 12 and verse 15. Amen. And because I just want everybody to know that they are appreciated, and we really, to all the listeners, it really makes a difference that we can reach out and help someone with the word, or we can reach out and help someone with our own experience, our own testimony, so that you can reach out and help someone else too. And just by you being here listening lets us know that God is, you know, is doing what he wants to do with those that's being obedient to follow suit of what God is telling them to do. Because a lot of times God will tell us to do one thing, we want to do another thing, amen. And I know as humans, you know, it's amazing. I sat back and I thought, and this is what really makes me think that God wants all our time. And I'm talking to the men now, because he took off all the sports. You in your house, you the children, you your children and your wife, you your children, your wife and your mother-in-law. You know, that's a combination. You got no other choice but to go to God as a man. Like, after a while, like the first couple of days, it might be nice. But after a while, you're like, Lord, what's going on here? I got to deal with my wife. I got to deal with my mother-in-law. I got to deal with my children. I just got to deal with my wife and children. I just got to deal with the children. Whoever it is, you know, I don't have that release, you know, to watch the sports and holler and scream. And, yeah, I don't have that. And a lot of times he just grabs a few things. He don't take everything away, but just enough to remind you, like, oh, I need to talk to you. You know, when was the last time you spent some, you know, quality time with me? You know, because that's why I said earlier about First Lady, because she has understanding. Like when I have the same understanding of her, when she says she want to go to God, there's no question about that. I don't, for what? What's going on? I ain't none of that. I mean, okay, you want to go to God. I mean, that's the source I want you to run to. It ain't like you said, I need to go talk to my mother. Oh, I'm going to talk to my father. I said, you know, no. You said you want to talk to God. Amen. I respect that. Because, see, man has an opinion. God has the solution. You know what I mean? We can go to other people and they can give us their opinion, especially if they're not living for Christ. And a lot of times those who are living for Christ has an agenda. So we have to be so careful. And I just believe that God is like saying to the men, like, take our rightful places, like in your homes, in your communities, wherever you may be, you know, spend more time with your sons and daughters. You know what I mean? Spend more time, because if we don't train them up and we don't teach them godly mannerism and godly, give them godly information, they get it from the world. And the one thing, if you look at any throughout history, especially with the men, they don't say it, but they want somebody to spend time with them. They want somebody to say, look, I love you, son. They want somebody to hug them every now and then. They, you know, they get in the street and get tough, and so they think, and they get lost up in the sauce out there, and then we lose a son, we lose a daughter, you know, to the streets, and then we blame it on the streets, when if we didn't put the right information in them, and we had put the right information in them, they wouldn't be in the street because they would know better. They would know that the Lord, that the God that my mother and father served, you know, I know that kind of stuff ain't right. I look at their life, and because I see God living and through their life, I see the light of God in their life. I know what they're doing is right. So your child, believe me, your child is not going to go out into the world and be all obnoxious and lax. They know they're going to go out in the world and be productive. They're going to go with mannerism. They're going to go with loving of their brothers and sisters. They're going to try to be their brothers and sisters keepers, because these are the things we teach them. And they're going to have the love of the Lord in them for everybody else. But if we don't, if we're always angry and hollering at them and always telling them they ain't going to be nothing and tell them, ah, you just like your father. That's why your father. And we give them out the wrong messages. There's no love in that. Amen. Glory to God. That's just a you're fixed a six fact right there. Amen. That's a fixed fact. Amen. Glory to God. Chapter 7, starting at verse 12. And then it shall come to pass, because you listen to these judgments and keep and do them, that the Lord your God will keep with you the covenant and the mercy which he swore to your fathers. Amen. Verse 15. And the Lord will take away from you all sickness, and will afflict you with none of the terrible diseases of Egypt, which you have known, but will lay them on all those who hate you. Now tell me that ain't somebody who got your back. Listen, you won't get no illness. You won't get no sicknesses. He's going to take everything that was meant for us and put it on your enemy's back. He's preserving us, protecting us for a work. And he's raising us up. He just needs this time. This is PT time, personal training. You know, when you're in the military, you got to go through basic training first before you get your uniform, then you get your gun, then you get your assignment. But you got to go through basic training. You got to know how to break down the weapon. You got to know what the weapon is used for. You got to, you know, all the things that you're signed up for, your assignment. If you're a praise and worship leader, you got to know how to be on time. You got to know how to pray with the people when y'all get there. You got to lead them in song, and you got to teach them that we sing from the spirit and not from the way we feel. Amen. If you're an usher, you got to know that we are uniforms, keep our uniforms clean. We on time. We greet the people with a smile. That's basic training for us. Amen. Glory to God. As a leader, as a pastor, you got to lead the whole congregation. You got to greet the people right. You got to teach the people right. You got to have meetings with your people. You got to make sure your staff is okay. You got to make sure they're living right. You got to be living right. Amen. Glory to God. Don't forget that part. Amen. And we just got to give our lives over to Christ. I believe that's the bottom line. Like, totally surrender and give our life to Christ. Now, I'm not saying that nobody isn't giving their life to Christ. That's not what I'm saying. If you know you living the way you're supposed to live with Christ, and Christ is good with you, and he's well pleased with you, amen. Glory to God. But if you know he's pulling on you and tugging on you and calling you to do a work, and because you don't feel that you want to do it, then, you know, that's, I want to say this right. If God is not going to use you for his glory, and we're not going to allow God to use us for his glory, we just want his grace, we just want his favor, but we want to act a fool and do what we want to do, that's not going to fly right with Christ. I'm just here to tell you that's not going to fly right. Amen. If God called us to do a work, believe me, we have to do that work. I don't know. This is so strong in my spirit. I just know that God is doing something. He's doing a separation. He's shifting. He's moving. He's even putting the military together. He's putting his army together. Who's going to be in infantry? Who's going to be his prayer warriors? Who's going to be the intercessors? Who's going to be his prophets and prophecies? Who's going to be his leaders? He's putting it together because everybody, God's plan is for everybody to be saved and to know him and to love him and to praise him. He don't want nobody to die and go to hell. So he has to raise up the ultimate army to know how to speak right, behave right, act right. And what I'm saying is in a godly fashion. We have to mimic how would Jesus be? How would Jesus minister to these people? Amen? Yeah, we know God, Jesus had a little fire in him when he has to. And I'm not saying that you ain't supposed to have a fire. But it comes a time where we have to know that we are being raised up for a different assignment now. I just feel that he's calling us out individually now. He's holding us accountable for our individual behaviors now. We're accountable for ourselves now. No more he made me do it, she made me do it. I don't know why I felt like doing that. No. I'm sparing you. God is sparing us for a reason. He wants us to work. He knew us from the time before we was in our mother's womb. He can count every hair on our head. He know every thought. He know the next time you're going to sneeze, laugh, cry, whatever. So there's no fooling him. There's no getting around him. So there's nothing we should do but surrender. Surrender like we've never surrendered before. That song says, I surrender all. We got to get to a place where we surrender all. Amen. So I don't want to hold you, and I know this might seem premature, but hey, don't go nowhere, because I want us to listen to something, and I want us to listen to it and listen to it. I'm not going nowhere. The Lord is still in charge, y'all. Hallelujah. He knows my name. He knows my name. This has been your Fix at 6, and I've been your host, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. We're going to get together this evening in prayer, and we're going to open our hearts and our minds to hear thus saith the Lord for our own personal lives, our personal ministries, because we got to remember that it's still about ministry. Amen. So we're going to come together, we're going to touch and agree on whatever thus saith the Lord for ourselves, and for our family members, and for our ministries. And whoever name that you hear in your ear, or whoever face flash before you, or whatever God is talking to you about, we're going to accept it, we're going to embrace it, and we're going to trust and believe that the love of the Lord, and we're going to remember that he's grateful to us, amen, and we're going to be blessed in his obedience. And we're not going to complain. Amen. So, Father God, we thank you for what you've already done. We thank you for your presence here in this studio. We thank you for your love and your grace and your mercy. We thank you for your presence in our homes, God. We thank you for keeping us in your perfect peace, God. We thank you for embracing us with the love of Jesus Christ, God. We thank you, God, for saving us, God, from ourselves and from danger seen and unseen. Now, Father God, we want to pray for those who don't know you, God. We want to pray for those who might have asked us to say a prayer for them. Father, we petition them unto you, God. You know their needs. You know their desires and wants, God. You know what they must have to get closer to you. You know what they must do to get to know you. So, Father God, we put them before you on this day. We bring them to your holy altar, God, that you will bless them, keep them, Father. Prepare them for the work, God. Prepare them for ministry, God. Prepare them for the praise of you. Prepare them, God, to do your will, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to forgive us for anything that we might have said, anything that we might have done, anything that's unpleasing to anything that we might have thought that's not like you, God. We ask you, Father, we confess unto you our sins. We confess our lack, Father, of being with you, a lack of spending time with you, a lack of whatever disobedience that we are doing, God, we bring it forth to you and ask you to forgive us, God, and give us another chance, God. We send our arms up holy unto you, God, and we send our sincere praises unto the heavens on this day, God, touching and agreeing and believing that it's already done. Now, as we slumber in our sleeps on tonight, God, we ask you to send our angels to guide us, to guard us on this night, God. Send your angels throughout our community. Send your angels out through the nations, God, to protect us from this foul disease. Protect us from any sickness or illnesses. Protect us from anything that's not like you. And our lives and our hearts and our spirits will give you glory and give you praise and honor with our lives. In Jesus' name, we pray this prayer. And we say amen, amen, and amen. We want to thank you all around the world. All our listeners here in Delaware, United States, Germany, England, Asia, Africa, wherever you may be, we love you and the love of the Lord, and we thank God for you, and we ask God to keep you in your perfect peace. Until next time we meet, we say good night.